What is going on, y'all? This is gonna be episode 3. Thank you guys again for listening to my part 1 and part 2 of Long Distance, and we're gonna get into a new topic. On this one, we're gonna get into first date ideas. This is mainly portrayed to men. Obviously, you know, as a man, we usually set up the first dates, and that usually kind of like dictates whether or not if it's gonna work out in the long run. But without further ado, let's get into it. So, first date ideas. Usually, when it comes to the first date, obviously, you know, making a good first impression is very important. So, obviously, you know, you want to make sure you're locked in on that, and you want to just make sure that, you know, you got a good first date going on. Well, what I'm going to say is that honestly, if you think like the movies is a good first date, then just go ahead and just drop that right now. I would say from personal experience and just like in general, like the movies is not good, because the whole point of a first date is to get to know the other person, whether it's male or female. You know, it's 2024. But yeah, the whole point of the first date is getting to know the other person, you know, try to get to know them a little bit more and try to talk to them and just build, you know, if you guys have that that connection going. So, you know, obviously, when you're in the movies, you can't talk to them, you know. You have to be quiet, you know, you're watching the movie. So that wouldn't really be a good first date idea. But I see the vision, though. Like, I see that, like, you trying to plan, like, a movie date. Like, I see the vision, but, like, I would wait for that. Second date, maybe, but mainly, like, on the third or fourth date, yeah, that's when, you know, you start to get a little comfortable. Obviously, if you guys are going on third and fourth dates, obviously, you know, you guys are, like, locked in and you guys are comfortable, then, yeah, then that's when I will start going to the movies and stuff. But, honestly, first date, I actually wrote some down. So, bowling. So, let's get into bowling. Bowling is really good. I did bowling. Bowling is actually really good because it's a really great icebreaker, because you guys are going out, you're doing something fun. You know, you're showing each other's competitive side. The only draw side is bowling is a bit expensive, just depending on where you're from and like how you're bowling, you know, wherever you're listening from, how you're bowling arcades or alley, your bowling alleys, prices varies. But nonetheless, it is really fun, though. Like I said, you get to show each other's competitive side, and then you could build them up. You know what I mean? Hype them up. And then, yeah, I mean, not everyone's good at bowling, but the whole point of it is not to be good. The whole point is just to have fun and just to enjoy each other's company. And then, obviously, you know, you can always do something before or after. Which is great. And plus, they have food there, too. And it and also, if you're 21 and over, you know, some of them have drinks, too. So that's also another bonus plus. So bowling is actually a great one. Another one is, like, arcade or, like, Dave & Buster's. I'm pretty sure you guys know what Dave & Buster's is. Or just, like, an arcade in general. That's actually really great. Like, it can't get any better than that. Especially if it has food. Like, Dave & Buster's. Like, Dave & Buster's has food. So you can either play the arcades or you can eat and then play the arcades. But yeah, so this is a great one because, like I said, you guys are you know, showing each other's competitive, whether, you know, you're playing, you know, basketball with the hoops, or if you guys are playing, I know, like, Dave and Buster's has, like, Mario Kart, so, like, playing Mario Kart, you know, just, like, having fun. And then, obviously, you know, you got all these different attractions, and, like, you know, because I know some of them have, like, rides inside of them, like, kind of like the roller coaster ones. I'm pretty sure you guys know what I'm talking about. Just, like, something like that. And then, like I said, you know, it varies on the different arcades. And then also, when you're done, usually they have, like, a gift shop. So usually you can get something, you know, fellas, if you're listening, you know, if you guys do have enough tickets, I would try to get, I would try to get, you know, like, your lady something, you know, like a little stuffed animal or just something that, like, she'll remember you on, you know, for the first day. She'll be like, oh, like, I got this. And, like, that was, like, our first date. And that's something to look back on. Just Trust me, guys. Trust me. I'm putting y'all on. Another one is window shopping. Window shopping is good. So this could be whether it's the mall or if you're like at an outside shopping place, like an outside center. Regardless, this gets you to know what they really like and what kind of, and just like in general, like what's their taste. You know what I mean? So like you could kind of like dictate. So fellas, so listen, so like, so say you're going to like TJ Maxx or whatever, right? And then, you know, you could kind of see like what's like her taste in like clothes, or like what's like her style and like jewelry or just like makeup and stuff. And then obviously, you know, like you would remember that. And then maybe on the third or fourth date, you surprise them with that, and then be like, oh, like I, you know, like. Or like, especially if they say like, oh, like I really like this jewelry, or like, oh, I really like the shirt. Just like picture it in your head. It doesn't have to be the same exact thing. Just picture it in your head, and then like just surprise them with that on like third or fourth date. With like, oh, like, you know, you said you really like this, and like I got this for you. Just trust me. You know, it's gonna go a long way. Women really appreciate it when you do stuff without them telling you asking. So yeah. So that's also really great. Window shopping is great. Another one is going to be mini golf. Mini golf. This is basically the same as bowling. But honestly, I think mini golf is a little bit better. And here's why. Because I feel like there's just more like interaction, like one-on-one, because you guys are mostly together. You know, you guys are playing. And then bowling is just kind of like back and forth, you know what I mean? Like rotating. But mini golf, you know, you can actually slow down. You can take your time. And usually on bowling, usually you're kind of like limited, because I know there's some where there's like an hour. But like mini golf, you can go as long as you want. And depending on the holes too, there's usually like a, like 15 or more from what I know. So mini golf is actually really great too, because you could take your time. And then you could also do it again too if you want. And then also it's just fun, you know, you're just getting to know the person a little bit more, and then also having fun swinging the balls, you know. I mean, obviously, like, personally, like, I'm not good at golf. Like, you know, like, your average person is not going to be good at golf, but the whole point, like bowling, is not being good, it's just about having fun. Another one is going to be her favorite food spot. So, how I said, like, all these things, like, golf, bowling, so what I like to do is I always like to ask, like, if, like, are you hungry first, you know? Because that's usually gonna like dictate the date, and then just like how it's gonna go, you know what I mean? Like the vibes, because like if I take you out to eat and if I like you, the vibes are good, then I'm like, yeah, you know what, like, you know, like, shoot, you know, like, let's go bowling, let's go mini golfing. Like, I want to, you know, like, explore other options, or like I want to like get to know you more. But if you just take them like mini golf and bowling, you know, you kind of don't know what to expect. So that's why I like to do like either like a food spot or like a drink spot first, and then go. So maybe like she likes Starbucks. You know, you obviously, you know, always pay. Do not let her pay on the first date. Guys, I'm gonna repeat this again. Do not let her pay on the first date. As much as you might not have it, or even if you don't have it, like, then don't even ask her on the date if you don't have it in general. Just pay on the first date. Just trust me. I know. Just pay on the first date. Okay. But yes, like food spot, Starbucks, and always offer ass to pick her up, or if she doesn't feel comfortable enough to pick her up, like always offer to ask for a ride. Like whether that could be, like I said, picking her up. Like if even if she doesn't drive, you know, if she wants to Uber, Lyft, you know, just like whatever she's comfortable with, because you want to make them as comfortable as they can, because you don't want to be on no weird shit. But her favorite food spot, Starbucks. So you just sit down, you know, you just make sure you get something too. So like if you guys go into Starbucks, so say you take her to Starbucks, right? She gets a drink, and then always get a drink too. So like make sure you don't have nothing, because if you don't have nothing and then she has a drink, then she's just gonna is just gonna make shit awkward. You know what I mean? Like she's sipping on a Starbucks, and like you're just like there, like, no, like just make sure you get something too. It could be like, you know, you could munch on it outside, inside. Just make sure that you are Engage in conversations, you know, obviously, you know, make sure you're getting to know her a little bit more, or him, a little bit more. And then just, yeah, that's basically just the whole point, just to get to know them before. So that means, so that can dictate what you want to do afterwards. And then another spot would be like an ice cream or boba. So it's basically the same, like ice cream, froyo, boba, like I said, it's basically the same as a food spot. You know, like I said, depending if they're hungry or not, you know, you could just go there and hit one of the spots. And then another one would be like going to the park. The park one's a really good one. It doesn't have to be any particular park. It could be like an open park. Maybe not a kids park, but yeah, it could be like an open park. That's really good too, 'cause you know, you're an outside, you're looking at the nature, and you know, you could obviously walk around and basically just really get to talk to them really much. Just, it's mainly like one-on-one, like talking to them, like getting to know them. Like, that's actually really good. Another one, since it's October, spooky season, pretty sure you guys know where I'm going with this, but pumpkin patch. Pumpkin patch. Let me put y'all on, guys. Let me put you guys on, okay? Hear me out, okay? There's other couples, right? So we all know there's gonna be other couples at the pumpkin patch and stuff like that, you know. So that's automatically gonna get you guys like just like more comfortable, you know, seeing other people around, and then that's just automatically gonna get you guys more comfortable. And then obviously, you know, you got the hayride stuff going on. You know, you could take a pumpkin back, you know, to carve it or decorate it or whatnot. Usually there's like food attractions there as well. And I know some of them have like a, I don't know, haunted house or something like that, something to that nature. But yeah, that would be also a good one as well. As far as I know, I think that's all I can think about for the first dates. But yeah, I will drop a part two for the second dates for my next podcast, but for the first dates, this is as far as I think it is. But yeah, just to wrap it up, just make sure you know, obviously, you know, you want the date to go well. And if it does go well, you know, obviously, you know, you take her back home, or you drop it off, you know. And then just make sure you always plan the second date too while you're on the first date as well. If you feel the vibes are right, of course, you know, you don't want to like peer pressure anybody to go on a date if you don't, you know, if she seems uncomfortable. I'm pretty sure you guys know if someone looks comfortable or uncomfortable. But obviously, you know, if you feel the vibes are right, you know, if you're really digging this person, if you really like them, you know, then I would say why not? You know, just go ahead and plan a second date while in person, so it just kind of like not confuses it if you just ask like during through text. It just makes the whole process a lot easier to set up the second date in person. Yeah, so when you just like drop her off, just, you know, obviously, you know, you get home, just say, you know, if she says or you say, just say, you know, hey, you know, like I had a great time tonight. I hope to see you soon, you know. Boom, just like that, guys. And then you got the first date wrapped up. It's pretty easy, if you think about it, you know. Just don't stress. If you guys are planning on going on a first date while you're listening to this, just honestly, just don't stress. You got this, man. Just lock in. Just know that that no one's you, and just be yourself too. Like, that's another thing. Like, just don't be on no goofy shit, like on your first date, like for real though. Like, just don't be anybody who you're not, and just honestly, just be yourself. Whether, you know, if you're introvert or extrovert, it doesn't matter. Just be yourself, because at the end of the day, that person is gonna love you for who you are, you know, like whatever person. So like, just don't be anybody that you're not. So yeah, really just be yourself. So that's gonna wrap it up for this podcast. If you guys enjoyed listening to it, I appreciate you guys, and I will drop part two of the second date on the next one. See you guys.